With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news tonight as the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was cut short tonight as President Trump and other top U.S. leaders were uninjured and evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel after a gunman opened fire. There did not mean to or immediately appear to be any injuries. A law enforcement officer was shot in the bullet-resistant vest. It's expected to be okay. Authorities said tonight's incident occurred outside the ballroom where President Trump and other guests were seated. The Secret Service and other authorities swarmed the banquet hall at the Washington Hilton as guests ducked under tables by the hundreds. Later, CBS News correspondent Wei Zhang, who serves as the president of the White House Correspondents Association, announced the cancellation of the dinner after the security threat.
Thank God everybody is safe. And thank you for coming together tonight. We will do this again.
Currently, the president is giving a statement from the White House. We will bring you his statements and updates to this developing story through the night. The American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling its job.
A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% back in 2015. Democrats have consistently rated the current GOP-led Congress poorly, but there's been a sharp decline of support among Republicans, dropping from 63% approval when Donald Trump was inaugurated to barely 20% now. The findings show repeated government shutdowns contributing to the disapproval. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed again. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan Saturday, and President Trump says he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. The talks were meant to follow historic face-to-face negotiations earlier this month. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says parents are worried about social media.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z, Americans ages 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. The percentage of young Republican men who attend church, synagogue, mosque, or temple at least weekly has been rising since 2019. This is SRN News. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County has caused unprecedented devastation.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
At least 122 homes have been destroyed this week. Jennifer Drawdry's home in Waynesville came very close.
It's so emotional because so many people have lost their homes. We're one of the lucky ones.
Governor Kemp says some 39,000 acres have been burned so far. Another 1,000 homes are at risk. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.